A glimpse into history, my true story. Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it. George Santayana. My name is Faina and I'm from Ukraine. And this is the story told by my grandfather Ivan, who survived the atrocities of the Soviet regime. The times when all the values and beliefs were trampled, churches and other houses of worship were demolished or turned into barns, warehouses or cinemas. People who opposed the Soviet regime were executed without trial, sent to prison or the labor camps in Siberia. Private property was confiscated. Autumn of the year 1933. I was turning and tossing on my bed because I could not fall asleep. My stomach was empty for more than 2 days and there was no hope to fill it in the nearest future. Oh, and thanks God, am I actually allowed to mention God? I was not cold yet. It was not cold yet, though it was quite unusual for the end of October. They came shortly after midnight. The door of our house flung open after a long bang. We knew who they were, the Reds. They had already raided a lot of houses in our town, and after the raids, people were left without food. They took everything they could carry and damaged the rest, so that nobody could make use of the spoiled food anymore. We were really scared, but as usual, we hoped for the best. How mistaken we were. My father met them in a small hall adjacent to the front door. I just could not stay in bed because I was so curious and decided to take a look at the late night visitors. While stealing slowly in the direction of the hall, I suddenly saw them on their way to the kitchen and stopped abruptly, not to attract their attention. There were two of them. The first man was obviously an officer. He was tall and dark-haired and was wearing a khaki uniform with a gun tucked in a holster attached to his belt. The second was a stout soldier wearing a battered uniform of an unknown color. They were moving around our kitchen, throwing all the plates, cups and casseroles to the floor and looking for food. There was nothing they could find there. Suddenly, the officer turned around and looked at our old samovar, an old device made of metal and looking like a huge teapot with a tap and intended for boiling water or tea. He removed the lid and took a small sack of wheat out of the samovar. "No," cried my father, "no, I have 8 children, please do not take it away. It's all we have, and my wife, she's dying, please don't." But they didn't listen to him and were methodically searching for more food. There was nothing left. As soon as they understood it, they stopped. The officer turned around to my father and looked into his eyes. "You dared to hide food from the Soviet authority, and you will be punished for that." Then he slapped my father in the face, but I felt as if he slapped me. "We will demolish your oven. Do not worry, you will not need it anyway. Now you have nothing to cook," said the officer and laughed. His laughter is still haunting me in my nightmares. When they finally left, we were devastated. My mother died 2 days later. We all knew that she was too weak to get well. Moreover, she gave all her scarce portions to her youngest child, a 6-year-old daughter, and now there was nothing left. On the day she died, I made one of the most important decisions in my life. I knew I had to leave to help my father to cope with the family and release him from a spam mouth he had to feed. I knew I was too young, only 13, but I hoped that I would safely get to another town and beg the principal of the boarding school to take me in. So I took a few personal things with me and left the house unnoticed. As I had no money to buy a ticket, but still had to take a train to another town, because it was too far away to walk, I took a decision to sneak and hide between 2 goods wagons of a cargo train. It was a really long way, and I was exhausted by such a long trip. When it started to get dark, I thought it was the right moment to look out of the gap between the train wagons where I was hiding, as I was nearly smashed by the opposing train. It was a narrow escape. I survived and safely reached the boarding school as I planned. Again, I was lucky. The teacher, who was responsible for admittance, looked sternly at me and asked how old I was, and I lied. I was 15. They took me in. I was so glad to eat every day and to have uniform. And oh, it was hard to believe. Now I had a pair of my own boots. Later, I heard terrible stories about a lot of people who died of starvation in many regions. My uncle told me that he saw thousands of haggard bodies lying on the streets and in houses in small villages he had to inspect. And only small children were still alive because their mothers gave them all they had. But they were dying slowly and painfully too, and those who tried to help them were shot dead by the Reds. Some mothers, in the desperate hope to save their children, went to the train stations and threw them into the carriages of the passing by trains. But these children were picked up at the next stations and put into the pits that were dug nearby the stations, and nobody saw them again. The Holodomor, literally translated from Ukrainian as death by hunger, or the Great Famine of the 1932-1933, was a man-made famine in Soviet Ukraine, Kuban region, now a part of the Russian Federation, Kazakh Soviet Republic, now Kazakhstan, that killed millions of ethnic Ukrainians. Some scholars still argue about the number of deaths caused. The number range from 3.9 to 12 million. According to some historians, the famine was planned by Joseph Stalin and his government as a means of to exterminate a Ukrainian independence movement and to reduce the number of Ukrainian ethnic population. Many things changed with the time. Soviet Union does not exist anymore, and its republics are now independent states. But there are still a lot of people who are nostalgic about the Soviet era and are of the opinion that it was much better back then, when we all were together. Some of them never wanted to believe that Ukraine could have ever been or is an independent state, and not only a part of a bigger country, a dependency, started the war against Ukraine in the 21st century. But that is another story.